Unit 12. The oceans face a new threat. A healthy ocean is absolutely necessary for humans to survive naturally on this planet. The gigantic population of humans has put heavy stress on the ecosystems of the land and of our oceans. Overfishing, waste, and chemical pollution of the air and water, and the threat of climate change from human carbon dioxide, CO2 emissions, are real problems we all face. Of these, perhaps the biggest threat comes from the CO2 produced when burning fuel to power our transportation, factories, and homes. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has many sources. Natural sources include decomposition of natural materials, release from the ocean, and release from the several volcanic eruptions that occur each year. The amount of natural emissions of CO2 is estimated to be around 750 gigatons per year. Human-produced CO2 amounts to about 29 gigatons per year. The natural cycle includes release and then absorption. The problem is that the extra CO2 produced by humans is considered to be enough to cause an imbalance in the ecosystem, even though it is a smaller amount of the total. Aside from the problems due to a rise in the average global temperature caused by too much CO2 in the atmosphere, there is a new and troubling threat to the ecosystems of our oceans. It is related to the imbalance caused by human-produced CO2. While it is true that the ocean absorbs CO2 and thus lowers the amount in the atmosphere, it is also true that if it absorbs too much CO2, the acidity of the ocean may begin to rise. There is evidence that a change in the pH of the ocean can affect the growth and survival of a number of marine organisms. For example, some marine animals normally form shells for protection. However, where concentrations of CO2 have changed the acidity, they cannot develop their shells properly and thus die before becoming adult organisms. Increasing acidity is also thought to have harmful consequences for marine organisms, such as depressing metabolic rates and immune responses. Of course, such an environment weakens them and makes it much harder for the affected organisms to survive. If the food chain in the ocean is disturbed by a change in acidity, true disaster is a possibility. There have been fictional descriptions of a mass die-off of marine life. They describe the ocean as becoming similar to a worldwide cesspool. Of course, if that happened, life on Earth would become very difficult. Scientists have compared rates of absorption of CO2 from long ago with present rates. By calculating how much more natural absorption of CO2 is taking place, they can make predictions about this dangerous situation. Over 100 science academies have issued a statement on ocean acidification. They recommend that by 2050, global CO2 emissions be reduced by at least 50% compared to the 1990 levels, or the imbalance may become irreversible. Nobody wants that to happen. We must all work together to find new ways to reduce CO2 emissions. Let's protect the health of our Earth and our precious oceans.